With his voice he spoke and all things came to be. Yet he hears the simple prayer I bring before him, when I humbly seek his face and bow the knee. All the ages bow the knee. God alone on his throne, see him high and lifted up and bow the knee. Kneel before him, all adore him, as you live to love him more. Bow the knee, bow the knee.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Open up your Bibles. We're going to be looking today at John 15. John 15 is a chapter that deals with Christians as Jesus teaches believers how to have fruit. You see, a Christian, if you go back to that label, you'll find in Antioch, they were first called Christians. And if you'll read what took place in Antioch, when they heard the preaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior, they believed on him. They accepted him as their Savior. And then they were taught the word. And then they lived according to the word of God. And so they were labeled because they followed Jesus. They followed Christ. Therefore, they were labeled Christians. Well, in John 15, verse number 15, he says, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. The servant does not have a full knowledge of what his master is doing. His knowledge is limited to his duties. But a friend, Jesus says, all things that I've heard of my Father, because you're my friend, I have made it known unto you. He brings us into fellowship. We can have communion with God the Father, God the Son. Well, when I read these truths, I come to know that God, well, he's given his word. He's given the Spirit of God. These are essential in order that you might have fruit. If you don't have fruit today, and I'm talking spiritual fruit, the kind of fruit that reveals that you belong to Jesus. Remember what John said? If you practice righteousness, he says, you're a child of God. But he says, if you're practicing sin, don't call yourself a child of God, because that's what a child of the devil does. In this are the children of God manifested and the children of the devil. Well, these things have I spoken unto you that your joy might be full. He says, you know what? I want you to have fruit. Fruit will produce joy, not just joy, but your joy will be full. How many families today can honestly say we have joy and our joy is full? Many times I hear today, I don't understand how I got to this place. What happened? What happened to my family? What happened to my marriage? Wait a second. He has laid out in his word what Christians are supposed to do. There are principles that we are to follow. Now, the motivation for this obedience to him. He says, as my Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. There is no commandment in God's word that is too difficult for the believer. Why? Because we're motivated by the love of God. You see, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. In Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What motivates us to obey him? The love of God, the love that Jesus had in going to a cross and paying the price for our sin. Well, we get to John 15, 16. A very important verse in this section. "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain." In other words, if you're a believer, you should have fruit. Your fruit ought to remain. It's not just for Sunday. This is 24/7. Remember what he said in the beginning? To abide in me is likened to the branch abiding in the vine. Does the branch break itself off, separate itself from the vine, and only on Sundays be attached back to the vine? You say, well, that'd be foolish. The branch would die. Likewise, so would you. You must be abiding in the vine to have fruit. So the statement that's made here, verse 16, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." I'm saved. I'm a believer. But I did not choose the Lord. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, no man can come to the Father except the Father which hath sent me draw him. God must draw the sinner. You know, I can remember the day that I was living for myself. And I can remember several years ago sitting in a church and hearing the gospel. And God beginning to deal with my heart, saying, buddy, he's talking about you. And see, God drawing can only happen through the Word of God and the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God must convict of sin. Isn't that what Jesus said? When the Spirit of God comes, he will reprove the world of sin. Of sin because they believe not on me. The sin that sends a person to hell is not what some people think. They'll label, say several different things that will cause a person to go to hell. But there's only one thing that sends a person to hell. I'm just going to make it simple. It's rejecting Jesus. You say, well, I'll get to heaven my own way. Well, you reject Jesus. You see, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Well, the law of God reveals that we're sinners in need of a Savior. That's why Paul said, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster. It's what brought knowledge that we needed Jesus. The Word of God. We have the law of God in the Word of God. Paul said when he read God's law, he quit calling his sin a mistake or a situation. He called it by its proper name. He called it sin. And his sin became exceedingly sinful. And so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It was through the Word of God that Paul had faith to trust Jesus. Likewise, myself, if you're a believer, also, it was through the Word of God that you had faith to trust Jesus. In that we can say, as he said, no, I didn't choose him. He chose me. Ye have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. All right? And so the reason, chosen for what? To bring forth fruit. If you're a believer today, you ought to bring forth fruit. The vine, yes, abiding in the vine produces fruit in the branch. Likewise, we should be producing fruit. Doesn't the Bible say, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. There is a passage of Scripture in Ephesians chapter 3. Talks about the church. That the world through the church might know the manifold wisdom of God. How in the world can that happen? Well, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. In other words, seeing the Lord and his word working out in my Christian life, in my married life, in my family life. It ought to be producing fruit. And that fruit will allow me to experience joy. And my joy might be full. Well, the final part of this, there's a distinction between the children of God and this world. Jesus says finally at the end of this, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. See, the world hates Jesus. All that is in the world is defined in 1 John 2, verse number 16. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You see, the world, they're more concerned about popular opinion. The pride of life, what people might think rather than what God says. Well, the exhortation here is we either allow ourselves to be influenced by the world or influenced by the Word of God. Romans 12, verse number 2. Paul says to believers, if you want to prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God, don't conform to this world, but you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That can only happen through the Word of God. We either allow the world to influence us, or we allow the Word. And in that, we'll produce fruit, either from God or from the world. My question to you is, are you a believer? If you are a believer, the fruit that you're producing, is it the right kind? Lasting fruit that produces joy, and your joy is full. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge. 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship service. Afternoon service, 1:30. And then Wednesday, prayer and Bible study. We invite you Wednesday evening, 7:30. New Freedom Baptist Church, right behind the Fisherman Condominium.
What a privilege to come into God's presence, just to linger with the one who sets me free.